Greetings from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the first week of February 2025. We hope all of our listeners had a wonderful week, and I hope you are blessed with good health and happiness here in 2025. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational respite and travel program for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is everything that is donated, whether it be time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. Camp Courageous has just completed its 50th year of serving campers, growing from 211 campers in a summertime program back in 1974 to nearly 10,000 campers in a year-round program today. It's grown from 40 acres to 400 acres, from 5 buildings to 35 buildings, and from a staff of 12 to nearly 100. Camp Courageous stands as a wonderful tribute to the goodness of many. For most campers, coming to camp is a highlight of their year. This past weekend was a respite weekend here at Camp Courageous. The theme was Winter Wonderland. Campers had a wonderful time taking advantage of all of our indoor activities as well as some outdoor activities. But who goes canoeing in the middle of winter? And fortunately, we have a big enough pool that the campers could enjoy that activity. A big thank you to Clark University up in Dubuque. Their nursing students came here to help out with the respite weekend. A big thank you to Professor Chris Tiernan and all of her students for all their help. During the month here of February, we have respite weekends on February 7th through the 9th and also February 21st through the 23rd. So get a hold of camp, and we'd love to have you out here at Camp Courageous for a respite weekend. Our travel campers have spent last week in Hawaii enjoying the beautiful weather there. We had one camper that was 81 years old, and she said, "This is the best day of my 81 years." So to have those type of experiences are absolutely wonderful. They had a chance to do everything a person could do in Hawaii, from beaching it to the Polynesian luau to all kinds of interactions with sea animals, a big tour of the Dole plantation where those great pineapples come from. Our travel campers always have a super good time. If you're interested in that program, please get a hold of us here at Camp Courageous. Camp Courageous has year-round swimming lessons. We have our little tiny tuna swimming lessons going on right now, along with regular swimming lessons throughout the winter season. Get a hold of us here at Camp Courageous. Basically, preschool ages 3 to 5 and youth 6 to 12 are all welcome. A little update on some construction we got going on here at Camp Courageous. We're completely remodeling South Cabin. It's one of our camper cabins. There's 4 rooms inside that cabin for campers to stay overnight. Those 4 rooms have naming rights of $25,000 each to actually pay for this construction. Once again, 4 rooms available for $25,000 each, and also the main lobby is $50,000 for naming rights. So glad to hear from anybody that would be interested in being a part of that project. A big thank you to Bob Grieco, no relation to Leo Grieco, from Fairfield, Iowa, who invited Camp Courageous to give a program to their Knights of Columbus. The program began with special acknowledgement of Darlene Voorhees, an advocate of Camp Courageous, and lived in the Fairfield area and supported the camp since 1978. This also is home for Dan and Carol Voorhees, longtime honorary board members of Camp Courageous. Her sister, Carol's sister Mary, was at the program. A lot of wonderful people had an absolutely great time. Once again, this group has been supporting camp since 1978. A big thank you to Farmer State Bank, headquartered in Marion, for being a part of our t-shirt program. Had a nice visit with Gene Neighbor there at Farmers, along with Steve Neighbor and also Kent Neighbor. Great folks, great supporters of the camp, and their dad I was a good friend of, Morris the Neighbor. Morris lived to be 100, and his wife Betty was right up there with him. Super family, and Wilford Schellenbarger was there at Farmer State Bank, and Wilford was a first-time member of the Camp Courageous Perpetual Fund back when we started that in 1980. So great memories, and it's always good to reminisce with our good friends, the neighbors at Farmer State Bank in Marion. Also, a big thank you to Sherry Melvoort for allowing Camp Courageous to be a part of KMAQ. Mayor Tom Messerly is not only mayor of Maquoketa, but also the DJ, does a beautiful job. A big thank you to our friends in the Maquoketa area. Fundraisers, we got Kettleson RV. We're going to be out there Saturday, February 1st here, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m., serving pancakes. It's a free will donation. A big thank you to our friends at Kettleson's. I will also be out there selling fruitcakes at half price, $5 a peace as long as they last. So we're looking forward to that. Our winter sale is going on wonderfully here at Camp Courageous in our main lodge. It's open Monday through Thursday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Closed on Saturdays. It is open the first Sunday of each month from 2 to 6. Also, our good friends up at the Manchester Garage Sale continue to do a super job for Camp Courageous. They're open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., Wednesdays from 9 to 6, and Saturdays from 9 to noon. Located at 1121 East Main Street in Manchester, Iowa. Wonderful facility. A big thank you to the Norby family for providing Camp Courageous that facility for free. Our need of the week is rescue tubes. When you're at a swimming pool, you oftentimes see the lifeguards having rescue tubes. So we're looking for rescue tubes for not only Lake Todd, the pool, and several other areas here at the camp. Unfortunately, we lost some dear friends and these folks asked at memorials go to Camp Courageous. Herbert Quint was from Cascade, Iowa, a good friend as far as his family for many, many decades. Ruth Ann Iben from here in Monticello. Al Iben Construction built our main lodge and most of our first buildings. And Jay Iben's been involved with camp for years and years. This would be Jay's mom, a dear lady. Used to see her often at the post office. Paul Dean Bolkin from Marion passed away, and Betty Kress from West Branch. Our sympathy goes out to all those folks and their families. Camp Courageous is looking for a new CEO as I transition from the day-to-day operations of the camp to the Camp Courageous Foundation. If you're interested, go to hr@campcourageous.org, or you can go to Camp Courageous' website and gather more information. Camp Courageous hopes you have a safe and a wonderful weekend. Stay healthy and make it a plan to come visit Camp Courageous in 2025. We are sincerely grateful to you for listening. Thank you.